It is Friday morning. That means we are joined by Larry Weber for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, an author, and a naturalist. Joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Yeah. Wow. I would say better than good morning. This is an incredible morning. These are the mornings that we think about all winter.
We have been waiting, yes, quite a long time.
It's here now. What an amazing, amazing morning. Mid-May is always a time that just is beyond any description, and there's so much happening. It's hard to even make a move when you're walking around because there's one thing one way, one thing another way. It's just an amazing amount. I have spent this week teaching a Master Naturalist class at Boulder Environmental Learning Center north of Duluth. And we had quite a week, and there's many, many things going on. I'll just throw out a few right now. Probably the most obvious is that this was the time of the full moon, and any time you have a full moon and you're out on a camp out on a lake, as I was this week, it's quite an experience, and it's just wonderful. And along with the full moon at night, we heard the frogs. Several species of frogs were calling, the loons were calling, and all the things that go along with that, the ducks and geese and all that. But the warbler migration was probably the big deal with the birds. Several species of warbler came through, and it was amazing the difference between the beginning of the week and the end of the week. I have seen about one-third of all the warblers that came through. I've seen all of those this week. We have close to 24 kinds of warblers that come through every spring, and I saw about 8 of them so far this week, and that was just in walking around right near here. They're pretty amazing birds. they're small. They flit around a lot, but this is the time of year to see them. The leaves have not come out on most of the trees. Therefore, they're visible, and if you have a little bit of patience and you have a pair of binoculars, and you can just stand and watch for a while, they flit around, which means you will be able to see them. And so I would suggest getting out and taking a look. Other things of note, during my walk this morning, I heard a brown thrasher singing. A brown thrasher is a cousin of the mockingbird and catbird, a type of thrush. And it was out singing nice and loud. And then 2 days ago, I was sitting at my campsite, and who came by to visit but a hummingbird, a ruby-throated hummingbird. It must have been one of the first ones back from migration. Tiniest bird we have in our area, and it was, as always, just very energetic. Other things of note, we visited an osprey nest. We visited a heron rookery. A rookery means several nests of them. In addition to all this bird action, we were watching the flight of little brown bats. Little brown bats are migratory. They may not migrate real far to the south. They may just migrate a few miles until they find a good place to spend the winter, usually in a cave or a mine. And then they come back, and the ones that we were watching were in a bat house. When they're around a lake, they find plenty of food for insects, and they fly very low over the surfaces. And speaking of food for insects, yes, we had a session on spiders, and we found a large number. Even though this is not the best time of year to find spider webs, we found lots of them out there, and they were catching many, many insects. We had a huge emergence of midges. A few mosquitoes have started to show up. Various kinds of butterflies were seen this week, so really an amazing spring week. One of the things we did is we took a trip out to Jay Cook State Park. Anybody having some time and want to go for a walk, this is the time to see the wildflowers at Jay Cook State Park. In just a single ambling walk, we found a dozen kinds in bloom, and some of them were just outstanding. Spring Beauty is a small flower, only growing a few inches tall, skinny leaves, 5 petals that are pinkish, that have a line down through them all, and they were just carpeting the forest floor. Amazing, amazing. So, like I say, this is the time to get out to see them at Jay Cook. Soon, the leaves will be coming out from the trees above that will shade out these flowers. They will no longer last, and they will fade. But for about 2 weeks, they really demand attention. Spring Beauty is one. Yellow trout lily, white trout lily, wild ginger, violets, bellworts, hepatica, bloodroot, Dutchman breeches, marsh marigolds, wild strawberry, wood anemone. The list goes on and on and on. What I did not yet see are the trilliums, and they will be coming soon. We also saw on the forest floor quite a large number of fiddleheads. Fiddleheads are the new ferns that grow up out of the ground, and they unroll like the scroll on the end of a violin, and that's why they're called fiddleheads. I knew we would find them, but I didn't expect we'd find as many as we did, about a half a dozen different kinds of fiddleheads coming up. So, wow, a great weekend, a great time to get out and enjoy it. This is when we really appreciate our home. I mentioned something about mosquitoes, but the big mosquito movement has not yet happened. So, enjoy. Take care.
Thank you, Larry. Larry Weber, an educator and author and our host for Backyard Almanac every Friday morning here on 103.3 KUMD.